This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Hello and welcome to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. We have a star-studded show for you this morning, starting with Dr. Stuart Brown, a world-renowned equine veterinarian who serves as Keeneland Racetrack's VP of Equine Safety. With Dr. Brown's support, Keeneland recently introduced StrideSafe. It's a program that analyzes the gait of a horse and helps detect any early signs of problems. Really looking forward to chatting with Dr. Stuart Brown this morning. And it's a busy one for him with the running of today's Stone Street Lexington Stakes at Keeneland, the last stop on the road to the Kentucky Derby. Superstar trainer Kevin Attard is our guest on Ponies today. Did you know that Kevin's horses have earned almost $38 million so far? That's a sure sign of Kevin's training excellence. Woodbine's Thoroughbred Meet gets underway in 2 weeks, April 27th. Kevin Attard will join us in moments to discuss his strategy for this new season. Gary Belanger, multi-stakes winning Woodbine jockey, talked about his recent retirement the last time he was on Ponies 24/7. Well, that didn't last long. Gary is back on track, returning to the world of horse racing, this time as farm manager of Camhaven Farms in Caledon. Camhaven is a state-of-the-art equine training, rehab, post-surgical recovery, and fitness development facility, one of a kind, just like its new farm manager, Gary Belanger. And finally, he's back. My co-host Larry Simpson will once again try to sniff out some potential betting gems at Woodbine Mohawk Park and some other North American tracks racing today with our Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing. It's going to be one great show. Please get your HPI and Dark Horse accounts ready to go for some heavy-duty action.
24/7,
when we come back, Larry Simpson will join us with our show feature.
Woodbine,
in case
Woodbine,
you missed
Mohawk
it, Ponies
24/7's
recap
racing,
of the week that was
Rocket
in horse
Ship
racing news, sponsored
more from
by
the track
RS
when we come back on 105.9. The Region.
Go from dark horse to winner. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. Download the app for free at PlayDarkHorse.com. Available on Android and Apple devices.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA provides members and their hardworking employees with medical insurance, pensions, benevolence, negotiations with racetracks, and government, and provides vital industry information to the horse people. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big Ams Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big M's exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app, and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Lymphoma Canada and Ponies 24/7 recommend that you don't horse around with lymphoma. Lymphoma affects the lymphatic system of both horses and humans, and currently there are over 100,000 Canadians living with the disease. Lymphoma is also the most common cancer diagnosis for adolescents and young adults. Visit lymphoma.ca/ponies to donate to the Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma campaign. With your help, we can promote early detection, assist newly diagnosed patients, and support lymphoma research.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. I'm Ann Romer. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Larry Simpson, with whom this show would be absolutely nothing. We always love you and what you contribute to this show, Larry. Thank you. This is our In Case You Missed It, a look at the week that was in horse racing news and sponsored by RS Bulk Propane. Larry, let's talk about one of your favorite subjects, Sierra Leone.
Yes, Sierra Leone didn't let us down. He was one of the Ponies Picks last week. He won the Bluegrass Stakes, stamped himself as one of the favorites for the Kentucky Derby on May the 4th. Sierra Leone is co-owned by Rocket Ship Racing's Brooke Smith, who is one of our sponsors of this show. So, you know, good luck to the owners of Sierra Leone, and we'll be cheering them on.
And we'll be cheering on anybody involved in the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame. Big announcement last week.
Yes, they've made the announcement for their various categories for election into the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame. There's several candidates in, I think there's six or seven divisions for thoroughbred and standardbred. And April 24th, they'll announce the finalists. And then on August 7th is the induction ceremony. So stay tuned. We'll be reporting on that as it gets closer to the August or the April 24th date.
Okay, Larry, thank you. And that's In Case You Missed It, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7 and our new feature, Road Trip. Our look at one of the showcase races this weekend and powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice. And Larry, we are keen to be back at a fabulous racetrack in Lexington.
Road Trip lands back at Keeneland Racecourse today in Lexington, home to the Grade 3 $400,000 Stone Street Lexington Stakes, the final Kentucky Derby points event for this season, and at a distance of a mile and 1/16 on the Keeneland dirt. First run in 1936 as a 6-furlong race for 2-year-olds. In 1938, the conditions of the race changed to a handicap race for horses 3 and up, and the distance was also changed to a mile and 1/8. In 1940, the distance of the race was changed once again to a mile and 1/4, and in 1942, Keeneland ran their last race meet and closed due to World War II, and the Lexington Stakes was conducted as the Lexington Purse over a distance of 1 mile and 1/16. In 1973, Keeneland scheduled an overnight allowance event, the Calumet Purse, named after the famed Calumet Farms, and it was scheduled to run just before the track's signature event, the Bluegrass. The 1975 winner, Master Derby, not only completed the daily double of winning the Calumet and Bluegrass, but went on to win that year's Preakness Stakes. Renamed the Lexington Stakes in 1984, in 1986, the race was upgraded to Grade 3 status, and 2 years later became a Grade 2 event until 2010. The race was downgraded to Grade 3 again in 2011. Hall of Fame jockey Jerry Bailey leads all jockeys with 6 victories in the Lexington, and who else but Todd Pletcher leads all trainers with 5 wins. Today sees 10 horses vying for the winner's share of the $400,000 purse, including number 5 Hades, who was last seen on March 30th in the Grade 1 Curlin Florida Derby, a race where, despite being well thought of at the Mutuals with odds of 3-1, Hades had the misfortune to run into a buzzsaw by the name of Fierceness. Hades was pretty much taken out of his game early when he was bumped around at the start. His start before the Florida Derby saw Hades easily win the Holy Bull Stakes, also at Gulfstream, where he went right to the front and pulled away to win by 2 lengths. Jockey Jose Ortiz takes over Hades today, and I'm looking for a big effort from this guy in the Stone Street Lexington Stakes. So Keeneland, race 10, number 5, Hades.
Thank you, Larry. Great as always. And that's Road Trip, powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years, and as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, and a huge hearty welcome to Dr. Stuart Brown, a world-renowned equine veterinarian who also serves as Keeneland's Vice President of Equine Safety since June of 2020. He has helped put together something called Stride Safe. We're going to find out more about that and all about Dr. Stuart Brown. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Anne. It's great to be with you all.
Thanks for doing this, Stuart. And let's talk about how you became involved with the Keeneland Racecourse.
It's really been an honor to sort of take on this role as Keeneland's Vice President of Equine Safety. Initially in 2020, and our predecessor, CEO and President Bill Thomason, who had been at Keeneland and was established there at that time, Bill and I had worked together for some 25 years prior to my arrival at Keeneland, when Bill was the CFO for Mill Ridge Farms that belonged to Ms. Alice Chandler here. And I had been Mrs. Chandler's veterinarian for a number of years and worked with Bill prior to him going to Keeneland. And it wasn't an uncommon thing for Bill and I a lot of the time in terms of engaged in a lot of things in our industry, both in my work as an equine practitioner and serving on committees for the AAEP and then working with the Racing Commission here in Kentucky to collaborate and share a lot of our experiences together. And it was sort of Bill's vision that he contemplated Keeneland actually having someone involved with the Keeneland Association as a veterinarian to bring that expertise in terms of equine safety to all aspects of what Keeneland does. Faced with that challenge, it was sort of a difficult decision for me because I so loved what I did as an equine practitioner here, especially in central Kentucky, for the clientele that I had, working with the horses and the people that I had dedicated myself to serve on behalf of the horse themselves. I saw this really unique opportunity in a place like Keeneland that was foundationally built for the horse to potentially at least help to develop an approach or a program around the things that we could do for equine safety so that everywhere that Keeneland touched the horse, that we would be found. And so it's been a great evolution because Shannon Arvin, who followed Bill Thomason, saw fit to actually develop an entire department of equine safety at Keeneland. Because in her words, you know, if we're all about the horse, then this has to be at the top of every decision we make. Instead of being a one-man department, there's some 25 or 30 people that kind of work in, under the banner of equine safety dedicated to Keeneland. I'm fortunate to be joined as well by my racing safety officer, Dr. George Mundy, who also had an established career, too, in regulatory veterinary medicine. We've collaborated to build things like the veterinary camera system that we have that's really unique that monitors horses in training as well as during racing and is an interventional technology. It's been really great to sort of work in collaboration with our broadcast department as well as our IT department and, you know, even, you know, through all aspects of our marketing department and the track maintenance people, the maintenance people, our security team, you know, which is another group that I really work closely with because the environment that the horse lives in is another place we want to be found in terms of protecting the integrity of the environment that the horse lives in. And so all these things have kind of served to be integrated in an approach to equine safety at Keeneland, which I'm really proud to have been a big part of.
Stuart, you mentioned the veterinary camera system also just now, looking at the horse's environment. Are these all parts of Stride Safe, or is Stride Safe on its own?
No. Yes, ma'am. Stride Safe has been developed by Dr. David Lambert and is also Mr. Greg Packman, who is also working with him now in terms of the technical piece of that. But StrideSafe is a wearable technology. It's actually an accelerometer that is carried in the saddle pals of horses that takes some 2,000 to 3,000 measurements over every second that the horse is in motion to actually look in 9 different planes how the horse is being measured in terms of the quality of their movement. Something like the black box that you would be familiar with that the FAA has in airplanes. Mm-hmm. And it's used to sort of create this fingerprint of the movement of that horse, which becomes an important tool to measure how the horse is doing in movement during exercise, as well as to compare it to a population of horses. So it has this intrinsic value to us, both for that individual horse, but then how that horse compares to all other horses that are running in a particular race in the same environment. And so it gives us that glimpse into the world with objective data. So we're constantly, you know, for me as a practitioner, constantly in a place on the racetrack where I'm watching horses go by me all the time and I'm judging how those horses are always moving. So I'm looking for any kind of, you know, subtle change that might be going on that gives me an indication that I want to talk to the veterinarian who's responsible for that horse or the trainer that I may have a relationship with about how that horse is doing coming up to a race. And then we take that kind of information and look at it objectively in terms of reaffirming the things that we make observations about.
Every horse that's racing at Keeneland this meet has the Stride Safe basically as part of their equipment. Now, was there any resistance from the horsemen?
No, is really the answer to that question. Everybody was very much engaged with and an understanding of all these places where we can use these diagnostic approaches to sort of improve our confidence about horses that are going into racing. I think what you've probably watched across all of North America in the last 5 years has been this real intentional collaborative approach to equine safety, and where people are sharing their experiences and we're learning from the things that have happened to us, good and bad, but we take from all those experiences an opportunity to elevate the things that we do on a day-to-day basis on behalf of the horse. Because at the end of the day, I tell that a lot to my team here, which is, I have this great diagram that I use that the middle of it is all arrows point to the horse. Those four-legged mane and a tail things are worth all of our effort, because we can drive the change we seek as long as we keep the horse at the center of everything that we do. And so what I think you've really kind of seen with things that emerge like the VetCam system or StrideSafe is that they come from a place where you're seeking to understand better the adaptability of that horse in any environment that they're in to compete, and then their fitness and wellness with which to go out and perform.
Stuart, what about surfaces? Is that a part of the debate right now?
That's always going to be a part of the debate. Well, what are the things we do to improve surfaces? And, as we look at dirt, turf, and synthetic, and how are those experiences that we share, how those are impacting on equine safety? And Keeneland have what is, a repurposed dirt surface. It was formerly a synthetic, so it has all the advantages of the superior drainage underneath it with a dirt surface. And so the team here spends a great amount of time, kind of poring over data, looking at different metrics that they gain every day and during the race day, from things like, water composition and water content to, the appropriate mixture or the composition of sand, clay, and silt that's always maintained on those tracks. And then looking at depth of all of those different, elements that go together in any surface. And I think one of the things that's been interesting about the Stride Safe in Kentucky is this has been a real collaborative thing between racing associations. So whether it was Keeneland or Churchill Downs really was the one that really got this started. And so kind of working with my collaborative partner and Dr. Will Farmer, we really kind of sought to work with Dr. Lambert and his group, to kind of bring this to the forefront and support its use by horsemen and apply it to all of our racetracks. And then it's obviously been a part of the Turfway Park experience. So you've been able to look at the horses that have run at Churchill Downs, at Ellis Park, at Kentucky Downs, where it's a turf course, and then back to us at Keeneland in October to Turfway Park this winter, and then more recently here in the spring for them to leave Turfway Park and then come to Keeneland. At the end of our meet, we will have had an entire calendar year of horses in our jurisdiction who have been competing with the Stride Safe sensor on board, and be able to look back at all of those experiences and to kind of keep building on what we've learned. It's gratifying, quite frankly, to see what has kind of happened in terms of the people that and the associations, whether they be horsemen or veterinarians, attending veterinarians, regulatory veterinarians, and racing associations, where, you now are sitting around having really good, intentional face-to-face conversations about all these topics. In our experience here, we've also had conversations about the equipment that gets used, and, whether it's harrows or, smart water trucks, smart harrows, things that are carrying sensors on them that kind of make sure there's this even distribution pattern for, how we prepare our surfaces and cut the cushion and dirt tracks and provide the right moisture in all aspects of the racetrack. And we know that the consistency of what the horse experiences when they both train and race from a musculoskeletal standpoint helps their bodies to remodel to all the things, just like any human athlete would remodel to the things that they train for. Our equine athletes go through those same processes.
You certainly speak as a person with passion for horses. Where did this passion come from?
I tell people all the time, I grew up here in Versailles, Kentucky, so I didn't get very far in life. I'm just a few miles down the road in Lexington, where I get to come to work every day. day at Keeneland, but I truly am a product of the Central Kentucky horse population. I grew up here working with horses from about the time I was 13, and a lot of the Central Kentucky horsemen and likewise the practitioners that serviced a lot of those people that I worked with at a young age took an interest in me and understood my interest and passion for wanting to someday become an equine veterinarian. And as I grew up in this area, which is truly the factory floor of the thoroughbred industry, and learned from a lot of wonderful people who shared those experiences with me. And then I was carefully placed with a lot of really wonderful veterinarians who mentored me. I'm a byproduct of all of the amalgam of those experiences that I got to enjoy while I was growing up here.
Stuart, a quick question, quick answer. Today is the running of the $400,000 Grade 3 Stone Street Lexington Stakes. At Keeneland, will you be watching as a veterinarian, as a fan, as a horse owner? Which hat will you be wearing today?
Probably watch as much as anything as Keeneland's Vice President of Safety and with a veterinary hat on, because I have a great passion for horses in general. I think horses do so much. Mrs. Chandler was always famous enough to say that, you know, get one close enough to somebody for them to breathe on them and they'll be hooked for life. And I think that's really true. You know, 2 feet move the body and 4 hooves move the soul.
Oh.
And horses do that for people. I enjoy what we get to share with people who come to the races at Keeneland or who even come out in the mornings for morning training, like we'd seen, you know, earlier this morning to come out for our breakfast at the works. A deal. We see lots of people bring their children and their grandchildren, and they're sort of paying it forward by sharing, just watching the horses as they train, as they get ready for competition, and then obviously enjoying that on race days. As I follow those fields through the paddock and as they come to the tunnel and as they're going through warm-ups and we're looking at everything on the vet cam system, my role and my job here is to really make sure that everybody is as safe as possible.
Well, Stuart, it's a pleasure to meet you. And, you know, thanks for doing this. We're going to have you back on.
Anytime.
Well done, Stuart. Thank you very much. We look forward to the next time. Cheers, and have a great day at the races today.
Thank you very much. You guys as well.
Next on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, winning Woodbine trainer Kevin Attard.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Follow us on Twitter at 1059 The Region. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
Ontario Racing, the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing at 15 racetracks. We are the voice of the Ontario horse racing industry, and we direct breed improvement programs, set annual race dates, and work on attracting new horse owners and race fans. Ontario Racing is committed to supporting a vibrant industry with one vision, working together for a stronger horse racing community. To get your horsepower, go to OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. One of Woodbine's top trainers, Kevin Attard, is joining us right now. 2 weeks ahead, we are looking at the opening day for Woodbine. And Kevin, welcome to the show. You've got 2 weeks to get ready. How does it feel?
Thanks for having me on again. We're excited. You know, it's always, eager to kind of get back and get racing. And we were putting in a lot of preparation in the last kind of 6 to 8 weeks here, since Woodbine's open. And for me, myself, and my team, we were doing some work at a farm up in Caledon, just trying to get the horses best prepared and ready to go.
Well, let's talk about last season before we talk about this season, Kevin. And, you had a pretty good year, I would say. And talk about some of the highlights.
It was a solid campaign. We were hoping to do a little bit better in certain areas. I can't be discouraged with the way the season went. We won, 13 or 14 stakes throughout the year. Some highlights, obviously, Inundation winning the Princess Elizabeth at the end of the year, beating her stablemate War Painter. The two of them kind of locked heads at the top at the last 16th, and both of them came together 1-2. That was a thrilling race. You know, obviously, horses like Fashionably Fab, who really got good at the back end of the season, winning four stakes for Terra Farm. That was obviously a good season for her. Very exciting to follow her along and watch her kind of progress. Obviously, I have to mention Moira running, I thought, a wonderful race in the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Turf. Gave me a real big thrill, kind of cheering for her down the lane. You know, she was in contention with a group bunch of fillies, and no disgrace running third in that type of event.
You know, you just mentioned that there were some things that you might do differently. What are some of the things that you're going to change in 2024?
You know, I don't know if it's about change more so, to be honest. I just think some of the horses just didn't kind of take that next step from 2 to 3. You know, we were hoping obviously to be a little bit stronger in the King's Plate last season. Our horses kind of just didn't step up that day. Obviously, you know, there's certain races on the calendar that you aim and when you, especially when you're developing young horses, you want to see get to those type of races. And I mean, between the Woodbine Oaks and the King's Plate, those are two big Canadian races that I look forward to every season.
Woodbine opens in 2 weeks. How many horses do you have stabled at Woodbine? And maybe give us a rundown of some of your top ones.
We're starting to get full now. Horses are starting to trickle in from everywhere. You know, a lot of the local horses obviously already kind of shipped into Woodbine, and now it's horses that are kind of wintered in the U.S. that are starting to come in. Obviously, Moira just shipped in a few days ago. So we're excited to have her back here and kind of get ready for her 5-year-old campaign. We have two of my top Canadian Oaks fillies, Inundation and War Painter here now. They're working right along. They're doing really well. Just kind of happy to see where they're at this point. We have a few two-year-olds that have started to ship in as well. And, it's exciting just to kind of see them at this stage. We'll start to kind of develop and change a lot from now until, they get to the races. So that's always exciting for me. I enjoy kind of seeing the progression amongst those young horses. And obviously, that's the future for our stable, right? So, you hope that a lot of these horses kind of, develop into the King's Plate type horses or the Woodbine Oaks, obviously with the two-year-olds too, and with us having two win-in-year-in races for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf and the Natalma in the summer. That's another two big races that we kind of target now and look forward to kind of competing in and hopefully winning to kind of get us a free berth into the Breeders' Cup.
And I know that you are focusing on your younger horses because they are your future, but I also just want to touch on Moira again. She's just shipped in. You're getting her ready for the 5-year-old campaign. What does that mean? What are your hopes for her this season?
Well, obviously, the E.P. Taylor being in our own backyard is a grade one. That's something that I think is, kind of marked on the calendar for her, something that we're targeting, something obviously we want to win. She's been such a successful Canadian racehorse that winning the Woodbine Oaks, winning the Queen's Plate, I think if she could cap off and win a grade one here at Woodbine, obviously in the E.P. Taylor, a prestigious race like that, I think that would kind of etch her name in the history books in a sense. And then obviously we're hoping to get back to the Breeders' Cup with her.
Yeah.
She ran such a thrilling race last year, and we just need to do two better this time.
And how's she looking to you right now?
She looks fantastic. They've done a wonderful job with her over the wintertime. She's put on some weight. She seems very happy, very eager right now. So happy to have her back home and, looking down the road with her.
Well, at last count, Kevin, you have 747 lifetime wins and career lifetime earnings nearing $38 million. Have you got any goals set for yourself, or is there any milestones that you're working towards this year?
Again, obviously, you know, winning the King's Plate, winning the Woodbine Oaks, those are two big races. I want to win a Breeders' Cup race as well. So that's something else that we're really, you know, thriving for and kind of trying to accomplish that goal. And, I think we've got a balance of younger horses and a horse like obviously Moira for the older division that hopefully can kind of take us that direction. So, those are the type of races obviously we want to be in and want to be competitive in and hopefully win.
Kevin, can you walk us through the wonderful Attard dynasty?
It's a name that is big in Canadian horse racing. My father, my uncles, led the way and kind of paved a path. They were all successful in their stints as trainers. Obviously, Larry, a jockey. A couple of them are in the Hall of Fame. So obviously they've achieved a lot and are still kind of working here and still, at the top of their game, some of them, right? So, it's, obviously, something that, I don't take lightly. They taught us, especially kind of working under my father, that hard work and just attention to detail will make you successful, and I've tried to do that. And obviously, I think my career now has kind of taken in that direction where I hoped it always would kind of go. And I have a son now that's kind of growing up and loving horse racing. He's kind of working with me now, and obviously, he's looking to kind of become a trainer at one time too. And it's just nice to see a next generation, I think, of an Attard kind of come up behind me now. And hopefully he just kind of learns off of myself and my father and carves out a good career for himself.
Right on.
Yeah. Keeping it in the family, right?
Yeah, it's it. You know, it's horse racing's been good to our family. And we put a lot of blood, sweat and tears in this sport. And, it's something that we love. It's a passion. It's a lifestyle for us. And, I just couldn't think of anywhere else I'd be, really.
I want to ask you, Kevin, you mentioned earlier that you were training some horses during the winter in Caledon and some horses were shipped in. You've never been a fan of shipping to warmer climates yourself and going down there, right?
You know, we have in the past.
Yeah.
It's not an easy go. And for me, to be honest with you, I just needed a mental kind of break. It just... I think a lot of people don't realize how much work, how much time and effort is put in and, how serious that we can kind of take this sport. And I just needed to kind of refresh, reset, hit the reset button in a sense, right? And, just kind of wanted to come back. Woodbine's my home. This is where I want to, do best. And, just needed to kind of wanted to come in here in the springtime, kind of, ready to bust out of the gate in a sense, right? So, I enjoyed it. Obviously, it's not that I don't want to be training somewhere in the winter at one point or another. Maybe that'll be next season. Maybe it'll be the season after. But it's just a long haul. It's a long grind. And, you put a lot of pressure on yourself to do well. And sometimes it just catches up to you and just kind of need to take a step back and kind of breathe a little fresh air and kind of enjoy the other parts of life, I guess.
And so are you feeling ready for this season? You pressed the reset button. You've just said that Woodbine is your home. 2 weeks to go until the big day, opening day 2024. Are you ready for it, Kevin?
Definitely. I'm excited to get going. Obviously I think this is one of the best racetracks in the world. I've had the opportunity to go to a few different racetracks and the facilities here are second to none. Obviously I'm a little biased because it is home, but it's just it's a wonderful place. We've got a good track here and I'm reset, as you said, and hopefully the horses kind of feel as good as I do right now, and we all just jump out of the gate running hard and fast.
Well, I have a couple of quick questions for you, Kevin, before we let you go. First, do you remember your first winner you ever saddled? And probably a tougher question, best horse that you've ever trained, because you've trained so many of them, right?
So the first winner I ever saddled was a filly named Jadeide, ridden by Jerry Ogeen. She was actually my first stake winner as well. I don't remember the exact date. I think it was in the month of July, but it was a two-year-old filly I trained for Astronic Stables at the time. And going to my best horse, you know, I have had the opportunity to train some good horses. I've been fortunate in that sense. You know, at the moment right now, obviously Moira holds a very special place in my heart, just because she is my first Queen's Plate winner, something I've really longed to get, that win. But I think at this point, Starship Jubilee still kind of might hold the edge, you know, two-time grade one winner. She's actually one of the three finalists for maybe induction into the Canadian Racing Hall of Fame this year. So, you know, she, I think, made over $2 million. So, you know, I give her the nod, but I think Moira's creeping up to her very, very fast. And hopefully Moira can kind of take that recognition away from her, I guess.
You know, I listen to you and you're brilliant and you're humble at the same time. So I've got to ask you this. Why do you do it? Is it for the money? Is it for the passion that you have for horses? Is it for the Attard family name? Why do you do it?
Yeah, you know, people think you make a lot of money here, but you actually don't. And, you know, you kind of read, you know, when you read off that $38 million lifetime, you kind of say to yourself, where did that all go, right? Like, you know, I mean, obviously, you're only working for a commission, but it's not about the money, because it's honestly, it takes a lot to do what trainers do. And big or small, you know, it's the amount of hours you put in a day, in a week, in a month, and the pressure and the stress that's, you know, and every job has it, don't get me wrong, you know, but it's not an easy gig. You know, these are, you're working with live animals. You're trying to figure them out. You can ask them 100 questions. They're not going to answer you. So it's, for me, I grew up in a racing family. I love the animal. I think horses are a magnificent creature. You know, they're just, they're so beautiful. And the muscle and the way they carry themselves, their attitudes in the stalls or off onto the racetrack, they just have so much kind of individual personalities. They're a lot like kind of kids or you know, that you kind of, you sit there, you watch, you grow up and you raise, and you know, you just try to, you want them to thrive and succeed. And, you know, I mean, that's basically why I do it. You know, I mean, obviously it provides for my family, no doubt. But it just provides now, because for years it wasn't, and it was just putting me into debt year after year. And I'm fortunate enough now to have a big stable with good horses where the tide has kind of gone the other way. But you know, I mean, there's not so many people that can say the same thing that I can in that sense right now, because they're coming to work every day, they're losing money, and they're working, you know, as hard as they can to be successful. And it's just, you know, I mean, it's a lot harder than it looks, that's for sure.
Well said, Kevin, and thanks for doing this. And here's to a good 2024 for you.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. When we come back here on Ponies 24/7, retired jockey Gary Bélanger has a new job.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian owned and family operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big Ams Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big M's exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app, and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24-7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24-7, the radio magazine. We're so excited to have back on the show recently retired Woodbine jockey Gary Belanger, and guess what? He has a new job. Welcome to the show, Gary. Can't wait to hear all about it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Gary, let's talk about you were retired. Now you're unretired. What caused your change in plans?
Well, I mean, I retired from riding, and it was more what I was going to go into after retiring from racing.
Yeah.
And so what did you go into? What are you doing now?
I ended up becoming a farm manager of a thoroughbred farm and rehab center called Cam Haven Farms.
Now, I understand that it is state-of-the-art training, equine rehabilitation, post-surgical recovery, and fitness development. It's a facility located in Caledon. It sounds incredible. What will your job as farm manager entail at a place like this?
I basically oversee everything here as far as we had some two-year-olds, you know, breaking of yearlings and two-year-olds, and we have a few horses that are in rehab, so they go into the cold water therapy. We have a urocizer, a covered urocizer, and some of them are here for fitness development. And it's just the daily operation of everything that a farm has to do.
So on a daily basis, Gary, how many horses would you have there at the farm? And are they there for a long time, or do they rehabilitate them and then they go back to their homes? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we have right now one horse that just came out of eye surgery. He had some cancerous stuff, a little growth in his eye, so they had to remove it. And he's with us, and he's, you know, it's a lot of giving medications and, you know, just making sure he's eating all right and he's not acting colicky. So it's just overseeing and the administration of medications at the right time. We had a couple that were here for kissing spine surgery, and he just went home the other day. So they're here for a set period of time, and then they go on back home after they're at the level where the surgeon or the specialist wants them, and then they go back home.
That sounds fantastic. And are these racehorses that you're dealing with primarily?
No. There's a warm blood. There's a Rocky Mountain horse. He's the one that had the eye surgery.
Yeah.
The kissing spine horse was an ex-racehorse. But we have all kinds. We have a big warm blood here that's here on some he's up to a fitness development program where now they're just trying to get him fitter. He had some tendonitis that he was dealing with, and we had to rehab him that way. And it's any kind of horse that needs any kind of rehabilitation or even development. Or we had seven two-year-olds here that we started, and we got them, they're all at the track now, and it's, you know, thoroughbred operation plus a rehab center.
That's great.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Now, how long has Cam Haven been around, Gary?
They started building this in 2019, I believe. So I think they were done in 2020 sometimes. And I was honestly embarrassed because I didn't even know they existed.
Well, neither did we until we heard about it through you. So there.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing facility. When I came for the job interview, I mean, I've been to some really big farms in Kentucky. And, you know, even here, I went to Adena here, and it's like, as far as the facility, second to none with the amenities that they have here. I mean, it is amazing what they've built. Now it's just kind of restructuring and getting people aware of what there is out here and having people come and see it. And I was amazed when I seen it, how gorgeous it really is.
You spent a lot of your career as a jockey. Now you are a farm manager in this incredible facility. What skills are you going to transfer from what you've learned and grown as a jockey that you're going to transfer to this new job?
Well, I mean, I wasn't only a jockey. I mean, I grew up in the horse industry before I became riding, and I've always kind of was known as a horseman, as a rider. I wasn't just a jockey, and had a lot of insight into developing young horses, and I'm going to transfer a lot of that into the development of the yearlings we have and the yearlings that we hopefully get to break this fall for other clients and teach them what I know and the beginning stages and put them on the right path before they do go to the track.
Well, I want to go back to, we had you on the show in, I believe it was September last year when you announced that you were retiring from race riding. But we didn't ask you at the time, how did you know it was time to retire from riding?
You know, I just seen, I wasn't getting the opportunities in the big races. Not many people were asking me for stake horses, you know, and I always said, you know, when the quality of the horses that are offered to me diminishes to a level that they're just horses, it wasn't worth it to me anymore for the risk. And I, you know, I had Twin Cities last year, and after he ran in the Prince of Wales, you know, I was only named on a few horses that coming week, and I had nobody knocking on my door for any young 2-year-olds. I had one, and you know, it was, you've seen that you're kind of battling with these younger kids. And I said, you know what, I can call it a career now, and I'm not coming out of a surgery. I can leave on my terms. And I was happy with, I was okay with it. Sure, you're always going to miss some aspects of it, but I have a 3-year-old son that I say, you know what, I can enjoy him. I'll go on to something else.
And how did the Cam Haven Farms come about? Did they reach out to you? Did you hear about them? And what was the timing in terms of you retiring as a jockey and then moving into this new position?
Put my resume on Indeed to a few places that have been asking for, you know, one was a trainer in Australia, and I trained for like 1.5 years in Calder when I was hurt bad. All of a sudden, one day, looking on Indeed, Cam Haven put up, you know, looking for a farm manager, blah, blah, blah. So I sent my email to my resume to them, and they contacted me back, and this was like a Friday, and asked if I could come for a live interview. I said, absolutely. We did the interview on Monday, and they hired me that night.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that they had no doubt in their minds that you were the man.
It was one of those, you know, it was meant to be, I guess, however you want to say it. You know, the stars aligned at the right time, and I'm grateful for the opportunity, and Shirley and Tony have been fantastic.
Greatest horse you ever rode?
Greatest horse I ever rode?
Yeah.
Oof. Casual Lies.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah. Well, he'd run second in the Derby with Gary Stevens.
Yeah.
I picked him up as a 4-year-old, and I only got to ride him twice, but I mean, the second time I rode him, he was like a tick off the track record at, I think it was Golden Gate Fields. And I mean, he just was an amazing animal. Unfortunately, he had a reaction to a flu and rhino shot, and he never ran again after that.
Mm. And Gary, the horse that, the greatest horse that you never rode, one that you wish you could have, but then you retired.
I don't know. I mean, I got to ride a lot of great horses. I mean, you always can say, oh, yeah, I wish I could have rode another Derby. Yeah. Obviously, Dance with the Dawn is always going to be special to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a list as long as my arm of, I could name horses that were instrumental in my career and mean a lot to me in different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I guess one thing that was part of your career in 2017. You won the Avelino Gomez Award. What did winning this award mean to you and your career?
One of those things you never expect to your peers to look up to you that way. You know, you're trying to make a living and make a name for yourself. But it, you know, obviously, it meant a lot when your peers and your fellow riders see you in that light. That you mean that much to them, and that they would give you the honor of being recognized as that award.
And you know what? You are recognized throughout for all you did as a jockey. So now let's look at Cam Haven Farms. What do you think your mark will be on this particular facility, this job, and your future?
Well, I mean, we're in the growing stage as Cam Haven again. I'm instrumental in developing some young horses of theirs that go on to their trainer, Steve Flint. I hope I bring awareness to other equine fields of our facility as far as the rehab and the aqua tread and the cold water spa and all that, and where people come and use the amenities that we do have and make the most of for their horses to make them the best they can be, or to go forward and perform at a level they want them to.
So you mentioned trainer Steve Flint. Is part of your role, Gary, to basically consult with the trainer or kind of liaise with the trainer once the horses get to the track?
Well, we work together. I mean, I have the babies here, and they got to a point where they needed to go on and do more than what I could do at the facility here.
Mm-hmm.
They were ready to learn some more lessons, and that's when, you know, Steve asked me, I said, Steve, you know what? Yeah, they're ready, and they brought them in, and, you know, there's always, you can never be 100% sure, but, you know, sometimes you got to step up to the plate, and, you know, yeah, let's go ahead, and they're all at the track now, and so now it's just, we talk every day about them when they come in, and they ask how'd they go, how'd they do, you know, they went to the main track today, or, you know, they're on the training track, and they're like your kids, so you're always asking, you know, how's this one doing, how's that one doing?
Cam Haven is new. It's relatively new. You're still building. You want to get the word out. May I give the website for Cam Haven Farm? Is that all right with you, Gary?
Yeah, there is a website. It's Cam Haven Farm.
I think people will be very interested in seeing what this facility is all about.
When you really see it in person, it's actually jaw-dropping. It's gorgeous inside.
Can people come over and make an appointment to visit, Gary?
Yeah, they can call me, and, you know, we like kind of to be aware of who's coming, because, you know, we have clients' horses here, and we just don't want people walking in knocking on our door. But I mean, anybody, my number's listed on the website, and contact me or Shirley, and glad to have people come and just see it. And we've had a few people come out to look at it before they send their horses out here.
Well, thanks for doing this, Gary, and good luck with the job. And I'm sure, you know, we're coming over for a tour. So.
Yes, and we won't just show up. We'll make an appointment.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
After the break, Larry Simpson looks at some racing action today around North America, including Woodbine Mohawk Park, and, of course, some racing at several other North American tracks. So please make sure your HPI accounts and Dark Horse app are ready to work overtime today. Stay with us for Lucky Larry's Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Discover a new breed of excitement with Live Horse Racing. Ontario Racing represents 15 racetracks where you can experience the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing. To find the racetrack nearest you, go to OntarioRacing.com. New to betting? Check out our Betting 101 page and learn about the HPI Bet wagering platform and the Dark Horse app. The best and safest online betting options. Get your horsepower at OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA promotes the exchange of ideas to further advance, market, and preserve live racing in Ontario while offering new thoroughbred ownership opportunities. Membership to the HBPA is free for owners and trainers. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Before we wrap up our show, what would Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, be without a couple of possible betting opportunities and potential betting gems as Lucky Larry gives us his Ponies Picks of the Day? Sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing, we are all ears, Larry.
Thanks, Anne. Let's start at Keeneland. Race 9 at Keeneland is the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley Stakes for fillies and mares. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf. Good field of 10 have been entered, including number 8, Star Fortress, who debuted at Churchill Downs in the Grade 3 Cardinal Stakes on the turf and was a 10-length winner back in November, where she took a 104 buyer rating. Since that race, Star Fortress has been well bet, first at Gulfstream in a Grade 2 Stakes, and then on March 9th at Tampa, also in a Grade 2. Her race at Gulfstream, where she was 11th, she was steadied and bumped, but she was only beaten 5 lengths. In the Hillsburg at Tampa, she stalked the pace and backed up in the stretch to finish 5th, again only beaten 2 lengths. With Keeneland getting the share of wet weather this week, I'm going to say that the turf course today could have some give to it, which should help the efforts of this Irish bred Star Fortress, who excelled in the Cardinal Stakes on basically a soft turf. So Keeneland, Race 9, number 8, Star Fortress. Oaklawn has a busy stakes field card today, and Race 8 is the Grade 3 $500,000 Count Fleet Sprint Handicap, with a nice field of 8 set to go. Number 6, Tejano Twist, was a pony's pick back on March 16th, when his usual come-from-behind rally saw him come up a nose short for the win in the Grade 3 Whitmore Stakes. There looks to be plenty of speed to run with the morning line favorite Skelly today, which I believe will help Tejano Twist's cause today. And trainer Chris Hartman has worked this guy a nice 48-4 breeze since that tough loss. It looks like it is all things going ahead with Tejano Twist today. Also with Skelly probably taking a lot of money at the windows, we may luck out and get close to the 3-1 morning line odds on Tejano Twist. He's 100% in the money at Oaklawn and has finished in the money at today's distance in all 14 starts with 6 of those wins. So Oaklawn Park, Race 8, the Count Fleet Stakes, number 6, Tejano Twist. Woodbine Mohawk Park has another 11-race card tonight, and Race 7 is a 1-mile pace, a purse of $21,000. A full field of 10 has been entered, including number 5, Tarquinius Hanover, whose last race last Saturday was a complete throwout where he left from the outside 10 post. Despite getting away last and trailing most of the way to finish 8th, but placed 7th, Tarquinius Hanover still paced his back half in 53-3. 2 starts back, Tarquinius Hanover got away 6th from the 8th post, parked much of the way, and actually grabbed the lead turning into the stretch and got nailed near the wire to finish 2nd, beaten a half a length. 3 starts back, this guy was a winner at a class lower, so it looks like Tarquinius Hanover has found his groove this year. And the chance to start from the middle of the gate should only enhance his chances tonight. So Woodbine Mohawk Park, Race 7, number 5, Tarquinius Hanover.
Thank you, Larry. Always a pleasure, always a treat. We'll see you next week. And before we go, a big shout out to Mark at Fans of Horse Racing. Hello, Mark. And goodbye. And thank you for joining us for this edition of Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Just a little reminder, if you'd like to receive a free digital copy of the current issue of Ponies 24/7 magazine, and a new one was recently released, and it's spectacular, by the way, email Larry Simpson at theponies247experience@gmail.com. And don't forget about the Ponies 24/7 Lymphoma Canada campaign, Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma. For more information on this, please go to the landing page, lymphoma.ca/ponies, and donate to this very worthy cause. Stay with 105.9 The Region all weekend long, and thank you so much for listening.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine with Ann Rohmer and Larry Simpson, has been brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 for more from the world of horse racing. This is 105.9 The Region.